Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine, and oh what a foretaste of glory. Heir of salvation and purchase of God, born of His Spirit and washed in His blood. And this is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. And this is my story, Lord, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day.
If there's anything I am most certain about is that God is good. It's so sweet to serve Jesus. And if you have not started experiencing the beauty in Him, if you're still having like lots of decisions to make when it comes to your personal relationship with God, I want to tell you that think no further, because it's so sweet to serve Jesus. Is one person that can change your entire story. If this is the first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and it's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God, where we get to dive into the deep revelations in the Word of God. So if this is your first time of joining us, I want to specially welcome you, because right here on this platform, the Lord has been waiting for you and the Lord has something to tell you this morning. If you've been very frequent on the show, you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for our devotion. So I want you to spread the word. Let everybody know that it is time for our devotion. So pick up your pens, your Bibles, and your Bibles. Most especially, share this link. And let somebody be a partaker of today's blessings. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we will be looking at a topic that says, it never fails. It never fails. Today is the 10th day in the month of December 2024. It never fails. Our aim today is taken from in 5 from our Open Heaven Manual, Blessed Assurance. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Colossians from chapter 1 to chapter 4. Colossians from chapter 1 to chapter 4. Our memory verse today is taken from Psalm 73 verse 26. Psalm 73 verse 26, which says, my flesh and my heart fail it, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Psalm 73 verse 26. My flesh and my heart fail it, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Our Bible reading today is taken from the book of Isaiah chapter 41 from verse 9 to 12. Isaiah chapter 41 from verse 9 to 12. How are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 9 it reads, you whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called from its farthest regions, and said to you, You are my servant. I have chosen you, and have not cast you away. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Behold, all those who were incensed against you shall be ashamed and disgraced. They shall be as nothing, and those who strive with you shall perish. You shall seek them and not find them. Those who contended with you, those who war against you, shall be as nothing, as a non-existent thing. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, When people seek solutions to their problems outside God, they end up failing, even if it sometimes seems they were solved initially. The advantage we have as God's children is that we have a Father who never fails. The worst verdict any sick fellow can hear from a doctor is, there is nothing more we can do. However, when doctors reach their limit, the Almighty God can step into the situation and bring total healing because he is limitless. Years ago, a woman told me that her daughter in the United States of America was pregnant and was about to deliver. The doctors discovered that the baby was too big to be delivered naturally. So they decided to perform a surgical procedure to bring the baby out. When they tested her blood, they discovered another issue. She was suffering from a very rare disease that would now allow blood to clot. This means they could also not operate on her because she would bleed to death. God told me to ask the mother to bring two handkerchiefs for me to pray over. Even though I didn't understand why, I relayed the message to her and she obeyed. After praying over the handkerchief, I told her to travel to meet our daughter in the hospital and lay one of the handkerchief on R. When she got to her daughter, she laid one handkerchief on R, as I instructed. The following morning, the handkerchief was missing. They searched everywhere and they couldn't find it. The woman then said, Thank God I brought two handkerchiefs. She tied the second handkerchief firmly on her daughter's wrist and asked the doctors to wait to see what happens. The doctors said they could only wait until 10 a.m., after which they would bring out the baby and take their chances with the mother. By 8 a.m., however, the baby that they said couldn't come naturally was delivered safely. If you cry out to Jesus when faced with an impossible situation, it will show up for you. God said in Psalm 50 verse 15 that you should call on him in the day of trouble and he will answer. I want to advise that before that day of trouble comes, ensure that you are close to God so that he will listen to you when you call. Isaiah 59 verse 1 says, He is not deaf, but sin can stop him from hearing a person's call. Live only so that in the day of trouble, when you call on God, he will hear you. Are you here and you're listening to me this morning? And you're here to surrender your life to Christ. You're yet to have a personal relationship with God. Here is one opportunity. It's a very rare opportunity, but it's a very, very beautiful step to take. So if you're here listening to me this morning and you're yet to surrender your life to Christ, I want you to bow your head this morning And I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you. I believe you are the Son of God. I confess that I am a sinner, and I ask you to cleanse me of every of my unrighteousness. Please wash me clean. Accept me as your child, and make my heart your habitation. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. It's a simple prayer, but it's the very first step for you to take. There are many more prayers you're going to be taking after this. But most importantly, you need to grow your relationship with God. And if you need help doing this, you can always reach out to us on Instagram. On Instagram, our Instagram handle is praisepalaceradio_UK. praisepalaceradio_UK. Just search for us and send us a DM. We'll be happy to direct it to any Bible-believing church around you for you to fellowship with and grow in the faith. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing. And how can you share this message? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on our search engine. Copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also join us 7 a.m. GMT every morning. 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And available on our mobile app, which you can find on Play Store and Apple Store. You can download to enjoy the Open Heaven Hour, as well as other entertaining shows lined up for you throughout the day. When you look for entertainment and gospel, Praise Palace Radio is the place to be. Thanks for staying tuned till you hear my voice again, and till we gather for another word from the mind of God. To remain blessed. Bye-bye.